We're going to go to Mike Causey, and we're going to check sports. Good morning there, Mike.
You lost my sponsor.
Well, I play before you go on the air.
Oh, I know.
But I look up there this morning, and they're not on the computer. They're gone. Vanished into thin air.
Misplaced, not lost. Well, you don't want to lose them.
Here's one of two things happened. I redid the logs, and I forgot for some reason I hit delete. Or else I just deleted them this morning, and being 65, I have no idea that I deleted them this morning. So it's one or the other. I'm not going to worry about it. We'll bring them back tomorrow. All right. So with that being said, you know what? I'm already tired of it already. Remember how a couple of years ago I was told you I was tired of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry? Remember that?
Yeah.
As a Yankee fan, a lot of the Yankee fans say, how can you be tired of the rivalry? They just play each other too much, and I just don't care. And so now already early in the season, now they're going tit for tat for wins, tit for tat for losses.
So? Because
that's all that's in the media, and there's a lot more than I
care.
There
are? Like what?
What more's in the media? Well, I'll be honest.
No, as far as baseball goes.
As far as baseball goes, yeah, I guess it's a big story. But you know what? There's other things to talk about on TV other than the Yankees and the Red Sox.
In the New York area?
In my area, in Connecticut, they talk about them a lot.
What do you got up there? Soapbox races?
No, but it's not that. I mean, there's other sports that I'd like to hear about.
In the metropolitan area?
For me, yes.
Like what?
It's not in the metropolitan area, in other sports.
Like
all over.
What?
I'd like more information.
You have your platform. What is it?
I'll be honest with you. The Kentucky Derby was blasted all the week beforehand, beginning on Monday. Very little up here on the Belmont Stakes.
The Belmont Stakes is 4 weeks away.
Not Belmont. I'm talking about
the Preakness.
The Preakness. Very little on the Preakness coming up this weekend has been in our sports.
Well, it's like Babe Ruth playing against the Little League.
But very little on some of the other great plays that happened in Major League Baseball yesterday.
Like
walk-off home runs and stuff like that, and a pitcher striking out 11. And I mean, there was,
I heard about all that. I don't know what radio station or TV station you're watching.
Well, that's because you don't have Channel 3 or 8 or 30 where you are that we have.
No, I have MLB Network.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I turned to MLB Network last night. And what was on? A Kevin Costner movie. Now, I like the movie because it's about that pitcher, okay? It's a great movie. But a movie was on MLB Network last night, Sunday night.
Yeah, but I was watching it all afternoon.
Well, I was going back and forth.
I knew about the guy who struck out. He set the record. I think he struck out 14 in six innings.
Yeah.
And I even seen his whole family was at the game. So, I don't know. I saw it.
But last night, the Kevin Costner...
I know what's wrong with you.
What?
Tiger Woods fell apart like a cheap suit. That's what's wrong with you.
He's still finished in the top 10.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Do you remember Solimini or Firenze Fire from the Kentucky Derby? Do you remember them? Are they household names?
No, they're not.
No, well, that's exactly where Tiger Woods finished in the Players Tournament.
I don't care.
10th or 11th.
He finished. He's 40 years old fighting it out with the kids. So
Atta boy.
There's a bright side on everything, Mike.
He lost to Homer Simpson and Johnny Walker Red. There you go. Homer Simpson won and Johnny Walker Red ran second, right?
Sometimes you can be.
And Tiger Woods finished 11th next to Firenze Fire.
Sometimes you can be a real butthead.
Washed up has been.
All right.
He'll be selling the Pens commercials in about 3 weeks.
Okay. All right.
You have that leaky faucet home.
All right. So where else do you want to go in sports?
The A's played pretty well this weekend, although the Yankees played a little bit better. So, they went 2 out of 3 from Oakland?
Yeah.
But, like, Boston just stayed step with them.
Two out of three in Toronto. Yeah, 2 out of 3 in Toronto, yeah.
The Mets looked like they were going to do something this weekend when they beat the Phillies one game. They got all giddy over it. And then back to normal yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't DeGrom knocked out in the first inning or something like that?
So, yeah, he got hit pretty hard. But a little bit of noise, because the Yankees' next opponent is the Washington Nationals,
uh-huh.
And they went to Arizona and swept Arizona all weekend. So Washington's back on track, playing some pretty some pretty good ball, and they come up head to head. I think that series starts on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so it should be a pretty interesting series. And you won't hear about the Yankees and the Red Sox because the Yankees will be playing Washington, and you'll hear the story of. There's the new Yankee right fielder. It's his name is there will be no new Yankee right fielder. He's not coming to the Yankees. So
who
do you think?
I don't know.
Who plays right field for Washington? Harper.
Oh, Harper's not going to come to the Yankees.
Oh, but you'll hear the Al Jazeera channel telling you that with between David Cohn and the other two stooges in the booth. Worst broadcasting trio in history.
All right.
Worst. Too bad the Mets announcers can't announce for the Yankees, because one thing they're not is homers, and they are knowledgeable players.
Oh, come on. I like homers when I'm watching teams.
You know,
like,
well, you got your homer yesterday. He won the golf, Homer Simpson.
All right.
Another good thing happened yesterday.
What was that?
Baby LeBron James got beat up again.
Oh, the Celtics, right?
Oh.
How could the Celtics, a team that is walking wounded, beat them so bad?
Team. That's the key thing. Team. They have a bunch of players on there that play, and they don't just genuflect to one guy and say, please score 9,000 points today so we can win. That's the problem. They threw seven guys, I think, defending them, and they shut them down ice cold. So a big win for the Celtics. The game was over early yesterday. I think they were up like 25 in the second quarter, and baby LeBron James couldn't do anything about it. That was a beautiful. That was better than watching Tiger Woods finish 11th, watching him get beat yesterday. I wonder how many lockers he punched yesterday or whatever he did. But I know he showed up with his glasses and made a nice speech. I don't know. When he comes on TV, I just laugh.
All right. Well, you know what I say about the Yankees facing the Washington club?
Oh, here we go. Here comes a song, folks.
Let's drain the swamp.
Let's drain the swamp. The swamp will be drained. The Yankees will lose. There's your swamp.
All right. The Yankees will lose, and I agree with that statement. The Yankees will lose. Baseball is a game where you lose a lot. You lose a lot, but you got to win more than you lose.
I just hope Scherzer's pitching against him. I don't know. It's only a two-game series, so I don't know if he will be.
We'll find out. Anyway.
They'll probably get that other. They got one bad pitcher on this staff, and I think his name is Rourke. I think he'll probably be pitching a game Wednesday if the Yankees' luck continues.
Well, hopefully it does. Right.
Well,
for me, anyway.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right,
else? What else? Where else you want to go?
That's it. I'm done. I mean, I'm looking at my thing at my computer, and I don't have my underwriting announcements for the weather either.
Yeah, but here, this is your platform. You can speak about the sports you want to speak about.
Okay, I'm going to speak about the sports I want to speak about.
This should be good, folks.
I want to speak about how the New York Yankees spread the wealth around with hitting, and about you-know-who went 4-for-4 yesterday, Mike. 4-for-4. A double, two singles, and a home run, knocked in four runs. Stanton.
Yeah, he went 4-for-4 and got his average up to 250, folks.
Hey.
250.
It's going
250.
Up.
250.
It's going up. It was 190-something. It's going
Baba
up.
Louie's hitting 206. Gardner's hitting 227. What a team. Tyler Austin hitting triple deuce, 222.
Yep.
Hicks is hitting 215. Boy, this lineup throws fear into the hearts of pitchers.
But they got
just fear.
I got that.
Hey, Gregorius, man, what happened to him?
He's in a terrible slump. He's in a terrible slump.
Yeah.
Terrible slump. But they're tied for the best record in baseball with the Boston Red Sox. All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, that'll change.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, make sure you find your stuff.
I know. Goodbye.
Remember, Solimini finished 10th. Firenze Fire finished 11th. Tiger Woods finished 11th.
All right. Take care. Goodbye.
Have a great day.
Mike Cosby with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.